The lights we take for granted are under more strain than most people realize. Heading into 2026, several U.S. states face a higher risk of blackouts than they have in years, and the reasons go far beyond a summer storm knocking down a power line. The North American Electric Reliability Corporation, known as NERC, has warned that large parts of the country could face significant electricity shortfalls in the coming year. That means the supply of power may not keep up with demand during the toughest days of the season. This article breaks down which states carry the highest risk, and just as importantly, why each one made the list. Not every grid is fragile for the same reason. Some states are isolated and can't borrow power from neighbors. Others sit in hurricane country. Some face wildfire shutoffs, and others simply have too many devices plugged in at once. Understanding your local grid's specific weakness is the first step toward being ready. Each state profile below closes with a matching prep priority, so you can turn awareness into action before the next crisis hits instead of after. Why 2026 is a breaking point for the grid? The American power grid is facing a rare situation. Three major pressures are building at the same time, and they feed into each other. Any one of them alone would be manageable. Together, they push several regions to the edge. Pressure 1, surging demand. Electricity use is climbing fast. A big driver is the explosion of AI data centers, which are massive buildings full of computers that run around the clock and consume enormous amounts of power. On top of that, more homes and businesses are switching to electric vehicles, electric heat pumps, and electric appliances. This broad shift is called electrification. All of it adds up to more demand on a system that was not built for this pace of growth. Pressure 2, retiring power plants. At the same time demand is rising, older baseload power plants are shutting down. Baseload plants are the steady workhorses that run day and night, like coal and older natural gas facilities. Many are being retired for economic or environmental reasons. The problem is that reliable replacements are not coming online fast enough. When you take away steady supply while demand climbs, the margin for error shrinks. Pressure 3, intensifying heat and extreme weather. Summers are getting hotter, and heat waves are lasting longer. When temperatures spike, everyone runs air conditioning at once, and demand hits record highs exactly when some equipment is straining. Extreme weather also damages power lines and equipment, adding stress to an already tight system. NERC has flagged multiple regions as being at elevated or high risk of electricity shortfalls during peak conditions. That is not a prediction of guaranteed disaster, but it is a clear signal. The value of knowing this now is simple. You can find out whether your local grid is running on fumes before everyone else finds out the hard way, during an outage. As you read the state breakdown below, keep in mind that each high-risk state earns its spot for a distinct structural reason. Knowing that reason tells you exactly what to prepare for, the highest-risk states and their distinct risk drivers. Below is a scannable, state-by-state breakdown. Each entry leads with a bold risk driver tag so you can jump to your own state and understand its specific weakness at a glance. Texas, grid isolation. Texas runs on its own grid, called ERCOT, which covers most of the state and is largely disconnected from the rest of the country. That independence has advantages, but it comes with a serious drawback. When Texas runs short on power during an extreme freeze or a brutal heat wave, it cannot easily import emergency electricity from neighboring regions the way most states can. Combined with fast-growing demand from data centers and population growth, this isolation makes outages potentially sudden and prolonged. Louisiana, hurricane downtime. Louisiana consistently records some of the longest average outage durations in the nation. The main reason is its location on the Gulf Coast, directly in the path of powerful hurricanes. When a major storm hits, it can knock out power to entire regions for days or even weeks, since flooding and wind damage make repairs slow and dangerous. California, wildfire shutoffs. California's biggest grid challenge is not always a lack of power, but a deliberate choice to cut it. During dry, windy conditions when wildfire risk is high, utilities carry out public safety power shutoffs, or PSPS events. They intentionally cut power to certain areas to prevent power lines from sparking fires. These planned shutoffs can last several hours or even multiple days. Other elevated risk states? Arizona and Nevada, extreme heat demand. These desert states face punishing summer heat, and air conditioning demand can push the grid to its limits during long heat waves. Louisiana's neighbors, Mississippi and Alabama, hurricane exposure. Like Louisiana, these Gulf states face long restoration times after major storms. The Midwest region, including Illinois and Indiana, demand overload. Grid operators here have warned of tight supply during peak conditions as older plants retire and demand grows. The Mid-Atlantic and Ohio Valley, data center demand. A rapid build-out of data centers is straining the regional grid, raising the odds of shortfalls during peak heat. New England, aging infrastructure and fuel dependence. This region relies on natural gas that can grow scarce during extreme cold, straining both heating and power supply. The Carolinas and Southeast, combined heat and storm risk. Rising demand meets hurricane and severe weather exposure along the coast. What each risk driver actually means for you. Knowing your state is at risk is only useful if you understand the shape of that risk. A planned 2-hour shutoff is a very different thing to prepare for than a 2-week hurricane outage. Here is what each category actually means for your daily life. Grid isolation, Texas style. Because ERCOT cannot easily pull in emergency power from other grids, Texans face the possibility of outages that arrive with little warning and last a long time. During a severe freeze, heating demand spikes while some power sources struggle in the cold. During a heat wave, air conditioning demand can outstrip supply. In both cases, the state cannot simply borrow enough electricity to fill the gap. The practical takeaway is that you should expect the chance of sudden, extended outages during temperature extremes, and you cannot count on a quick fix from outside help. Planned shutoffs, the California model PSPS. Events are different from most blackouts because they are planned and announced ahead of time. Utilities usually give notice, sometimes a day or more in advance. That is good news because you can prepare. The bad news is that these shutoffs can last many hours or several days, and they happen during hot, dry, windy weather. If you rely on electricity for medical equipment, refrigerated medication, or a well pump, a multi-day planned outage is a serious event you need a plan for. Long-duration outages, the Gulf Coast reality. In hurricane-prone states, the threat is not a brief flicker. A major storm can leave a region without power for a week or longer while crews repair extensive damage. Roads may be blocked, stores may be closed, and gas stations may be down. This means preparing for extended self-sufficiency, not just a night or two. Demand overload and rolling blackouts. In regions where demand simply outpaces supply during peak heat, grid operators may use rolling blackouts. These are controlled, temporary outages spread across different neighborhoods to keep the whole system from collapsing. They are usually short, lasting perhaps an hour or two per area, but they can repeat across a hot afternoon. The key difference here is that these events are often predictable during extreme heat alerts, giving you a window to reduce your own power use and prepare. The main lesson is to know whether your threat is planned or unplanned, and whether it is short or long. That answer shapes everything about how you prepare, your prep priority based on your state's risk. Now for the part that matters most, turning all of this into action. Below, each risk driver is matched to a specific prep priority. Find your category and take the next step. For grid isolation and freeze or heat risk, Texas, your priority is backup power and temperature resilience. Since outages can be sudden and long during extreme temperatures, invest in a way to keep at least part of your home livable. A portable generator or a battery power station can run essential items. Stock up on warm blankets and cold weather gear for winter freezes, and have a plan to stay cool in summer, such as identifying a backup location. Insulate your home well and keep water stored in case of freeze-related supply issues. For wildfire shutoffs, California, your priority is battery backup, medical device planning, and staying informed. Because PSPS events are announced in advance, sign up for your utility's alert system so you always know when a shutoff is coming. If anyone in your home depends on a medical device, arrange a reliable battery backup and know where the nearest facility with power is located. Keep phones, flashlights, and battery banks charged whenever a shutoff is forecast, and keep a cooler with ice ready for medications that need refrigeration. For hurricane and long-duration risk, Gulf Coast, your priority is generators, fuel, water, and multi-week supply resilience. Because outages here can last a week or more, prepare to be self-sufficient for an extended stretch. Store enough water for every person for at least 2 weeks, along with non-perishable food. A generator with a safe supply of stored fuel is valuable, but run it outdoors only and never inside. Keep cash on hand, since card readers fail without power, and refill prescriptions before storm season. For demand overload and rolling blackouts, Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, Southwest, and beyond, your priority is energy monitoring and load reduction during peak alerts. Pay attention to grid alerts during heat waves, which often ask residents to cut back on electricity use. Reducing your own load, such as raising your thermostat a few degrees and delaying use of large appliances, helps protect the whole system and lowers your bill. Keep a few battery lanterns and a power bank ready for short rolling outages so a brief blackout is a minor inconvenience rather than a scramble in the dark. The grid heading into 2026 is under real strain, but strain is not the same as helplessness. Once you know why your state is at risk, you know exactly what to prepare for, whether that is a sudden freeze, a planned wildfire shutoff, a long hurricane outage, or a peak heat rolling blackout. Match your prep to your risk and you turn a potential emergency into a manageable event. This guide is refreshed each year as conditions change, so make a habit of checking your own state before the season peaks. Take one small step this week. Staying educated and a little bit ready beats being caught off guard every single time.